It's time for your morning brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Well, I guess losing 8 straight games to the Nuggets didn't completely get the Lakers down, because they went out, played hard, took care of business, and beat the Pelicans last night in the play-in game 110-106 to clinch the 7th seed and set up a first-round matchup with the Nuggets starting Saturday here at Ball Arena, 6:30 on ABC. LeBron James moving on despite he and Anthony Davis shooting a combined 12 for 36. Still got the job done.
Yeah, I mean, we'll get to Denver, but this was a long-ass road trip. You know, you almost forget that we was in Memphis before these two games. Tonight was definitely a playoff game. So get your mind right, get your body right, you know, trying to get as much recovery we can before we have to go out there on Saturday. On the floor on Saturday versus Denver.
So what did they shoot? So James and AD combined to shoot 12 of 36, but, you know, this is the hope that Laker fan will carry with them for the next few days. The idea that this is a more well-rounded Laker team than the one that the Nuggets have run roughshod over. That, you know, right. you got Hachimura, you got D'Angelo Russell shot the ball well, Austin Reeves, you know, good bench contributions from Taurean Prince and Gabe Vincent. That this is a much more versatile, well-rounded team than the Nuggets have seen in prior meetings.
Right, and plus when, you know, AD and LeBron don't shoot the ball well from the field, at least they're going to get plenty of opportunities from the stripe.
18 of 20 from the free throw line.
They will get plenty of opportunities to make up for the missed shots. The refs, that's part of the NBA. It's in the contract. It's like you're my intellectual property. Anything you say, I can just take from you.
Right.
That's the Lakers. It's like intellectual property. If we're not shooting well, we'll get to the free throw line a bunch because the refs want to make the game close.
Next on the Morning Brew, it's all over for the Warriors. They get blown out in their play-in game by Sacramento, 118-94. They're done. Their season is over. Steph Curry, done.
It's a horrible feeling. When you go out there and compete, leave it all out there and doesn't go your way, we obviously understand you can't win it every year, but there was so much belief that we could make something of this season and keep our hopes alive, trying to get a win tonight and taking it from there.
So the Warriors, as we know them, did the Warriors run their era, their dynasty era? Did it officially die last night?
That's it. I mean, it's an interesting question.
Klay Thompson's a free agent.
Yeah. You know, I was listening to Wendy this morning coming in. Windhorse was like, you know, you look at their record with and without Draymond. And a lot of Draymond's, you know, missing games are self-inflicted wounds with him either choking dudes or punching dudes or kicking dudes or, you know, whatever it is he does. And he does them all. He punches, he chokes, he kicks. He punches, he chokes, he kicks. He punches, he chokes, he kicks. He, you know, I mean, he gets himself. So you look at their record, they were like 33-20 with him. And then they were like a 500 team without him.
Oh, there's a reason they put up with his shenanigans.
Yeah, he does have shenanigans.
Next on the Morning Brew, the Avalanche now, it is official. Winnipeg won last night, their 7th in a row. And so they clinched the number 2 seed. It will be the Avalanche and Winnipeg in the first round, with Winnipeg having home ice. Those of you wishing and hoping for a Gabe Landeskog miraculous return for the playoffs, Jared Bednar poured some cold water on that yesterday.
Yeah, not close. Nothing's really changed with him. His focus and determination to do everything he can to get back to play is still the same as I've seen him before. You know, I mean, he's going to be dedicated to what he needs to do in order to try and come back into our lineup. But nothing's really changed on his rehab front, except for him. He's just going to continue to grind to try and get back.
Well, there you go. You had it right. You had it right all along.
But do you feel like the Avs have been somewhat disingenuous in the reporting? I don't understand why they, like, why is the reports come out that he's skating and he's, you know, getting close and he's...
And they talked about a timetable to return. That was the one time. I think overall, I don't think they've been too bad with, like, leading on the fan base. But they did have that one time where they talked about a timetable to return and he's on it. That was almost kind of like a... You know, why are you building our hopes up type thing? Yeah. They're only going to be squashed.
Well, I mean, how many times did I say he's not going to play? I mean, I've been adamant from the start. I've had this thing nailed for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It just feels like false hope. It just feels like a false narrative. And it feels... like intentional deception.
Ooh, okay.
And I don't know why. Like, I don't know why you're just not. Hey, man, we hope he can come back, but right now, it, you know.
Well,
why you can't be honest about it?
Let me ask Avalanche fans listening right now. Do you feel duped?
How about that?
Deceived?
Yes.
Were you led on?
Right.
By the Avalanche at all? In regards to Gabe Landeskog, let us know, 303-713-1043. Finally, on the Morning Brew, the Rockies lose last night, 5-0 to the Phillies. This little nugget of information from our pal Patrick Saunders at the Denver Post. Rockies are 4-13. It's the worst 17-game start in franchise history. Mark, here's one for you. They've played 17 games. How many times...
Have they been shut out?
No. How many times do you think they've scored first?
In 17 games?
In 17 games.
Once.
Correct.
Yeah. Once. They've been shut out. How many times have they been shut out? 3-4 times anyhow. Got shut out again last night. 5-0, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they've been...
I tell you what,
they've been shut out 3 times already this season. Right.
They've heard the noise, and they are angry.
At some point, they're just keeping it... They're just letting it build up.
Build up. The anger is going to be built up.
And then they are
going to
unleash it.
Right.
Release hell.
Do you think...
On my command.
Do you think the poster board of Dick Monfort, he's already down into some... leopard print underpants, or do you think he's still fully clothed?
They haven't been able to peel anything off.
Oh, that's right. He's got a suit and tie on and everything.
Nothing peeled off.
No.
That'll do it for the Morning Brew.